Morning, Brad.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well. Looking forward to your tips coming up very shortly. But first up, Huey Bowman's handed over the mantle, really, to Brenton Avdullah.
Ray Thomas wrote a nice story in the Daily Telly about, Brenton's basically opening up about, losing the premiership last year. And he actually revealed a text Huey sent a few months ago, basically, when he was heading overseas and said, "Good luck with the premiership. It's yours if you make it happen." So Huey right behind Brenton. And, when he knew that, obviously, when he was heading overseas, he couldn't win it. I think, like a lot of us would have... wish Brenton all the best, and just great to see him win his first Sydney Jockeys Premiership. I know it's not done yet, but he's pretty much over the line for sure.
And Maxi Whitby and Neil Werrett, they've gone for Minari in the Everest.
Yeah, only two slots left now, guys, really, when you think about it, because there's three, but if Chautauqua, jumps out of the barrier as well at that Rose Hill Trials next week, then you'd think he would gain the slot owned by his connections there. So, Minari, yep, snapped up. He hasn't been seen, of course, since running third in the Golden Rose back in September last year, and started at a $2.40 favourite there, ahead of Trapeze Artist. It was about 40-1. So we know he's a very good horse on his day, Minari. Got to come back and prove it, of course, but he's had a big break, and I'm sure he will this spring, no doubt, obviously getting some good reports from the stable to lock him in before we see him.
Yeah, absolutely. Could make himself a very expensive colt if he was to win the Everest. Lady Aurelia, speaking of Everest, she was in Everest discussion. What lies ahead for her?
Yeah, she's been retired. News out of the US in the last sort of day or so, suggesting that, the multiple Group 1 winner over there has been retired, so we won't see her again on the track. But you're right, she was in that Everest discussion not so long ago. But no more racing for Lady Aurelia.
Randwick tomorrow, mate. What's the track looking like? And give us your best and your best value.
Yeah, Railing the True. Good track at Randwick, which we haven't had for a while. So looking forward to good track racing. It's always a positive when you're betting there. And really interested to see the return of Plague Zone in the first. This short price favourite, he's been trialling really well for Godolphin. He definitely looks the horse to beat. So he's probably one of the most interesting runners of the day. But my best comes up in race 6, number 8, C. Hampton there. A really good winner on a wet track last time out. I think getting back onto a dry surface is the big key with her. I heard an interview with Chris Waller on his preview video, and he's saying he thinks she's going to be way better on a good track there. So really impressing in some track work since that last win, and I think she can go on with the job. And the best value for me, race 2, number 1, Lost Command. I think it's already been about $12 into $7, but I still think the $7 is a fair price. I thought it should have been closer to favourite there. Should have won first up in a benchmark race. All her form's over 1,400 and 1,500, so she gets out of her pet trip. And I know she has weight to carry, but she carries it well, and I thought she'd go pretty close there. Race 2, number 1, Lost Command.
And just quickly, Brad, given now with the Kosciuszko being announced, and I know this is over 1,400, do you think this is a different approach from trainers for the TAB Highways?
No doubt, yeah. I mean, a lot of trainers now, aren't they? They're going to be changing their programs now with that coming out. So, I think the draw is not until September. So I guess, it leaves a little bit up in the air, doesn't it, with some trainers thinking, well, will we get in, will we won't? But, there's probably five or six there that you think are pretty much guaranteed starters. So at least those, I'm sure, will start planning towards the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, fascinating. Good on you, mate. We'll put those tips up on our social medias. Good luck for the weekend. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys, and good luck to all the punters having a play this weekend.